cholesterol.
Do you have children, sir?
Yes, I do. 6, and I love what you're doing, Ed.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I know that Mr. Hendry's trying to make fun of you, but I appreciate you calling in and voicing your support.
Well, I'm praying for you because, to me...
Are you familiar with the dinosaur that we're speaking about?
Oh, a little bit, yes.
Barney the dinosaur?
Yes, and I'm Bernie the human being.
Well, God bless you, sir.
And I am blessed every day in every way because when I look back...
You don't wander the street with like a little wool cap pulled down over your eyes going, anybody want flowers? No, I don't think that. It wasn't you, was it? Hey, I moved to St. Paul.
Well, what did you do before you came here?
I was on a radio station in Atlanta, WSB.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Are you really a peach?
Did he ask you a question, Phil?
Yeah, what did you say? Am I really a peach?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, I am. Well, listen, pal, it's been great talking to you. And
I was wondering, how do you spell your last name, Phil?
Okay, it's W-O-R. New York! Okay, thanks for the call. Let's see, it's 989-9226, 989-9226, the Phil Hendry Show here, and we got one line open, and we're talking with Ed Woosney out of Kansas City, and Ed's talking to us about his concerns concerning this Barney the Dinosaur thing. Let's go to Nate in Woodbury. Nate, you're on the air.
Yes. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm just questioning Ed's putting the responsibility of Barney being evil on Satanism. Where do you include Satanism in that?
I'm sorry, sir. Could you repeat that?
Where do you get the Satanistic reference? Why do you get Satanism?
I feel that the reptilian aspect. The reptilian aspect.
What does that have to do with the teaching?
Well, as you know, in a lot of mythology, and we're not just talking about, the Bible, the snake and the reptile represents a very low form of life, and represents the archetype is evil. In other words, is what I'm saying.
Where has that ever been mentioned in the teachings of Anton LaVey or Aleister Crowley, the modern teachers of Satanism?
They used to wear lizard masks and this kind of thing in their... Have you ever been familiar with some of these?
Yeah,
these,
I am.
Are you a member of these cults, sir?
No, I don't.
They wear these kind of lizard masks and snake outfits and snakeskin boots, the whole thing.
Snakeskin boots?
Well, this kind of apparel.
Well,
because I mean, a Travis Tritt wears snakeskin boots. What's that make him, a devil worshipper?
No, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, but then you also had mentioned that anyone of any denomination could be a member of your club or whatever you have down there.
Absolutely.
Would you allow a Satanist in your club?
If he felt that this was an unfair way of indoctrinating young people, I figure if you want to be a Satanist, more power to you, but why force a little kid into it until he knows what's going on?
Well, I mean, why force a little kid into Christianity?
Well, whatever you want to say, but I don't want to get religious or nothing, but the whole thing with this dinosaur is just, to be quite frank with you, sir, it gives me the creeps.
Well, I mean,
are you
just watch where you're drawing the lines with who you're associating things with.
Are you a father, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, do your young people watch this Barney creature?
No, they don't.
Well, see, now you know.
Now I know what.
But you don't let them watch this thing.
I don't. They don't want to watch it. It's their choice.
And you probably have raised the kids right. No kid worth his salt is going to want to turn on a purple dinosaur.
Well, sure they are, because they're all mesmerized by the TV anyway.
Well, that's the whole thing, see. Yeah, you ever watch this Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, I have.
Well, what about that?
Well, it's called creative animation.
Have you ever watched some of these cartoons? We were mentioning this Popeye earlier. An illegitimate child.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen this Pat Robertson?
Well, you know, I don't. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he's on preaching the same thing then.
What, being illegitimate?
Well, he's pretty much preaching going and killing people that are different. And,
well, yeah, what are you talking about? All I'm talking about is a pink dinosaur.
Well, it's like you're talking about images on TV.
Well, yeah.
And you
and I are old enough to know what to turn on and turn off. But these little people, they turn on that big, big stuffed animal prancing around with nothing but nefarious purposes.
Well, listen, Nate, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, thank you for your call.
Bye.
989-9226, and we got 6 minutes away from 2 o'clock. The tune Barney sings is To This Old Man. Yeah, this old man, he put on a dinosaur suit.
Well, I don't know, Phil. That's the song, and what my point is this cartoon character is appropriating these songs and inserting his own lyrics, and I don't think it's right.
All right, our number is 989-9226. I think we got one line open. We're going to go to another call here. Let's talk to, who we got here? Mike in Canada.
Hello.
Hi, in Little Canada. I'm sorry, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I got a story you won't believe. I just got back from the hospital with my little girl.
Uh-huh.
And she had the flu, but today she also hit her head. The TV fell on her.
Oh.
Trying to kiss Barney.
Oh man.
Yes, this true story.
Is she all right, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's unrelated, but.
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because.
So the little girl was what? She was trying to kiss Barney on the TV.
A portable TV, and it was on the stand, and she got up
and
trying to kiss the character, and the TV fell over on her.
Conked her on the head.
Conked her on the head and the stomach.
Thank you very much, Barney.
Well, but I want to make a couple other points. I'm also a psychology major. And,
yes, sir.
I know something about subliminal. It's the force. Yeah, but I was looking at the character. It's funny you came on because the character kind of gives a positive association with the theory of evolution, and I don't really believe it.
Well, there you go.
And that's was my main thing.
So, yeah, this character, in other words, you know, you make a good point, sir. A talking dinosaur, that's almost like, okay, now next step, caveman and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think the purple, it is purple, but purple is a royal color. The color of kings and stuff.
Color of tyrants is what it is, sir. Tyrants.
I remember reading in the Bible, I think. When
totalitarian types.
The high priest used to wear purple vestments.
Well, I still think the animal's pink.
Oh,
Have you seen this? You watch the show with
a little
people,
bit
right?
Now and then. But I just thought it was weird. But I think there's an association with this. They're giving a positive slant on evolution.
There you go. There's another thing.
Evolution.
Also the fossil fuel thing. Don't overlook that.
Yeah. But now there's this other... she loves this other... called
well,
the
let's
dinosaur.
Let's dance with a dinosaur, and then someday you can buy fossil fuels, and you can get it put to you that way.
Yeah. How about the dinosaur show?
Yeah, that's another
Earl Sinclair.
Well, that's more of a kind of an adult thing, but you know there are a lot of adults out there.
Oh, she loves that show.
She likes that one too.
Yeah.
Well, watch out if she tries to kiss them. The whole house is gonna fall on her.
Yeah, and then I was gonna make one last point here about Casper the Ghost. The other one, there was some talk about the Smurfs a few years ago, but I always thought that these characters come and go. I have really never seen a cartoon character with any staying power. Each generation has its own animal, except Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well, I don't have great love for Mickey Mouse either. I don't want to... people call me crazy, and maybe I am, but for what reason have we elevated vermin to the level of a hero in this culture? I spend good money every year to get mice out of my house. I spend good money to have them exterminated. Now my child turns on television set, and there's one wearing pants and gloves.
Well, are you saying, in other words, Mike should be killed and not worshipped?
Yes, exactly.
All right, listen, Mike, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you've really opened up what they call a can of worms, Ed.
All I'm trying to do, Phil, is get some people thinking about some things here, because it is a it's a very, very serious situation, and we need to look into it. I'm very, very happy you got me on tonight. Let me talk about it.
Well, we're talking to Ed Woosney. He's out of Kansas City. Got one line open at 989-9226. And this is also the debut of the Phil Henry Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Real happy to be with you guys tonight. If you just dialed in, Ed's rapping about Barney the Dinosaur and how he feels it's a negative thing. He calls it the Lizard King. It's satanic, and he doesn't like kids worshiping a purple or pink, we don't even know what color it is now, guy in a dinosaur costume. Cool.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Weber. The FBI says it has arrested a fifth suspect in connection with the World Trade Center bombing. An FBI spokesman says the suspect turned himself in at the Bureau's office in Newark, New Jersey last night. Another man, described by authorities as a key suspect in the bombing, was returned to the United States from Egypt yesterday. More on the background of Mahmoud Abu Halima from Irene Cornell of CBS radio station WCBS in New York.
What we get from the authorities is that they believe the Egyptian-born cabbie is at the center of the World Trade Center bombing conspiracy. He has chemical training. He's connected with the other suspects. He was the chauffeur for the Sheikh Abdul Rahman, the spiritual leader of the other suspects. And he's believed to have been the conspirator who chose the target, the World Trade Center, and told the others what to do and how to do it.
President Clinton told the CBS News broadcast 48 hours he thinks Russian President Boris Yeltsin has a fair shot at surviving his power struggle with the legislature. Mr. Clinton said the United States should do all it can to make sure Russia stays on the road to democratic reform, including financial assistance.
They're going to have to make a lot of decisions themselves, but there are some targeted, limited commitments we can make that no matter what happens won't hurt us very much and carry the potential of helping us a great deal.
A Branch Davidian cult member has acknowledged to CBS News that the cult was tipped off about the February 28th raid on its compound near Waco, Texas. Reporter Vicki Mabry has more.
Livingston Fagan, who has been with the cult for 4 years, would not say how the compound was tipped off, but he says that they were cult members were then able to prepare for the raid. Cult members say that they were fired on first. ATF strongly denies that.
Four agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms died in the shootout. More than 500 people turned out in Winter Haven, Florida for a memorial service for Cleveland Indians pitchers Tim Cruz and Steve Olin, killed in a boating accident Monday night. Among the crowd, Bob Karlovic, a sports producer for CBS radio affiliate WKNR in Cleveland.
It was a very emotional service. A number of the players, a number of the people in the organization were brought to tears just by the emotion of the moment, the emotion they felt toward the surviving family members. And this is a very close-knit baseball team. This team is really grieving together.
Another Cleveland pitcher, Bob Ojeda, is expected to recover fully from head injuries. South African President F.W. de Klerk has revealed that his country built six atom bombs and was working on a seventh when it decided to dismantle its nuclear weapons arsenal in 1989. The dollar finished higher against the Japanese yen in Thursday trading on the Tokyo Foreign Exchange Market. This is CBS News.
Now you can find the answers to all your questions about managing your money in the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Personal Finance. This easy-to-read 173-page guide retails for $13.95, but it's yours free with your paid subscription to the Journal. Call now and get 13 weeks of the Journal and the valuable guide, all for only $37. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-992-9400. That's 800-992-9400 for the Wall Street Journal.
Ow! You stepped on my toe.
Sorry.
Okay, now how do you feel?
Low. So low I see into your toe.
Now visualize that image to say I'm sorry in Spanish.
Lo siento your toe?
Lo siento means I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy. Lo siento.
You too can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese. So don't say lo siento, I don't understand. You can. It's easy and fun with National Dynamic Speed Tapes. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
Ramon Montoya has been executed by lethal injection in Huntsville, Texas. He was convicted in the 1983 murder of a Dallas police officer. In San Jose, California, 32 people have filed a class action lawsuit against Denny's. They allege the restaurant chain discriminates against black customers. The lawyer for actress Kim Basinger says they'll appeal a ruling by a Los Angeles jury ordering Basinger to pay nearly $9 million for pulling out of the movie Boxing Helena. U.S. Air says it's cooperating fully with the Federal Aviation Administration's investigation into allegations of maintenance violations. The airline has admitted that supervisors at two airports falsified records to make it look as though repairs had been made. An early wake-up call in the Philippines today, courtesy of the Mayon volcano. Nobody was hurt in the latest eruption just before dawn. Flaming boulders were hurled from Mayon's crater. A river of fiery lava flowed down the volcano's slopes. Cynthia Weber, CBS News.
Well, you know, we got a lot of work to do on the show. See, we need bumper music. We need, you know, like, and this is all I could find, the Godfather theme.
Save a deer. We're going to smuggle them out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, you know, another way you can do that deer thing is all these guys that don't hunt go out and buy a deer license. It's just one that the guys that kill the deers don't. You're just sitting home watching football.
We do a what?
Go. Do you hunt?
No, I don't hunt, man.
Then go buy a deer license.
Okay, and then do what with that?
Well, they only sell so many of them, and then that's one that somebody else can't have. And then you sit home and watch a football game.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to get these deer and smuggle them out of here in case some dude decides he wants to go poach one or something.
There you go, man. And you know that Eat Me t-shirt?
Yeah.
That's your constitutional right to
wear
that.
That's what I was saying, man. This dude Flowers, he thinks that it's some kind of, you know, dirty thing or something.
That dude's a wing nut.
I heard that.
Oh, hi.
I am not a wing nut,
yeah, I think
whatever that means.
I think so.
If you were a parent...
You're a communist, man.
Yeah, I'm a communist. I've spent my entire adult life fighting communism.
We don't need the government and everything.
Oh,
screwed up enough.
We've got the government is allowing this kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Get the government off the backs of the people and let them say what they want to say. And
now they want to screw up health?
They want to put Bite Me on a T-shirt.
Government don't want to put Bite Me on it.
Government is letting people get away with that kind of thing, and I'm one American that won't sit still for it.
Well, I'll just stay in your house, man.
Hey, Walter.
What?
Bite Me.
You see, and here the man thinks that's funny. That's what I'm talking about, that kind of idiocy. And then I saw, what do you think of this bumper sticker, Fishermen Do It Deeper? Do you know the children see this
You're
kind of thing?
You're reading into that, man. What does it say? Fishermen do it deeper. What do they do deeper? You got to be mine.
Yeah, that's right. What do they do deeper?
They fish deeper. They drop the hook down and fish deeper, man. You're reading into everything.
That's right, man. You're reading into it.
You're warped, dude.
You're a couple of freaks.
Ah, right.
Yeah, okay. Sticks and stones, man, but words ain't never going to hurt me. Okay, well, thanks for calling, man.
Take it easy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to another phone call. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hello,
you're on the air, ma'am.
Hello, Sundown?
Yes.
What's up?
I don't know. You know, I'm just hanging out here.
You're really having a fight with Walter there.
I was talking to Walter Flowers about somebody wearing a T-shirt which says, Bite Me. I mean, who cares, man?
Yeah, right.
Ain't there enough to worry about than that?
Well, there's plenty. Yeah.
Walter Flowers, all he wants to do is make so nobody can have no fun no more.
I know, that's for sure. I was thinking, you know, you might enjoy this. If, you know, if they make a pipeline to pipe the water out to California.
I heard they was talking about that last night.
Yeah, they should put another one alongside and pump a little of that wine back here.
hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll take some of that Cabernet any day of the week.
Yeah.
Some of that Spinata, that's party juice.
Party juice, huh?
Now, man, you ever had Spinata?
No.
Oh, now you're just talking about getting drunk.
Well, that's something you know a lot about, man. I'm going to keep the Spinata away from you. Something might crawl up your leg.
Very funny.
Anyway, yeah, I think that's a good idea, ma'am.
Okay,
thanks for calling tonight.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to go to another phone call on WCCO. Hello, you're on the air. I think somebody just went to the bathroom or something. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello,
you're on WCCO.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I ain't Phil. Phil's, he's...
Oh, that's right. Phil ain't around. Sundown.
Yeah, how you doing?
Threw me off for a second there.
What's going on with you?
Hey, what's with this Walter Fowler guy?
Walter Flowers.
Fowler, Fowler.
He's got a problem with T-shirts that say, bite me on it.
Hey, there's a...
Are you another hippie that's going to make fun of me?
Well, I ain't going to make fun of you. There's a constitutional right, you know, buddy.
A constitutional right for profanity?
It's called free speech.
Not for profanity, there isn't.
That's not profanity. Eat me?
Okay.
How do you figure that's profanity?
Yeah, well, you're not talking... I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night.
I think it was. Yeah, that was a good one there, Walter.
I'm sure there are parents listening who agree with what I'm saying.
Well, you're the guy who wants to steal our water, too.
I don't want to steal your water. What are you talking about?
You want to steal our water and ship it out to California.
You're insane. I never said any such thing.
Last night I was listening to you. Don't deny it.
I wasn't on the radio. You see these hippies that you get on your show? They've been drinking some of that Spagnata wine. Don't even know what they're talking about.
I think you've been on
the guy that was talking about shipping water to California, Walter?
That was him.
Not.
Yeah, it was turned down.
And you're talking about doing away with T-shirts what say, bite me. You really got a problem, man. You steal people's water and their fun, too.
He's one of them big California hypocrite, high on the hog, fast lane kind of guys.
I know a couple of young guys that want to gang up on an older man. That's what this is. You're ganging up on an older. Don't you have any respect for your elders?
You're the one that you bring the heat in the kitchen, then you can't take it.
If you can't stand the heat, then you better get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, good. Good for you. You thought of that one. That's real good.
Well, Walter, you know... Where do you get off telling us where to bring our water?
Yeah, and another thing, man, we're going to ship the deer out, Walter. What do you think about that?
You're going to take away the sportsman's one thing that he has to enjoy himself?
Yeah, he ain't going to blow away no deer no more.
This guy's really a hypocrite. He was talking bad about sportsmen's last night.
I don't know what this guy's talking about. I wasn't on the air last night.
I heard you.
I had some problem with my left knee.
I can tell your voice.
I've got a trick knee.
You got a trick mind, man. I think your mind collapsed on itself. Okay, thanks for calling.
Got a tripping mind.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Sundown.
You got a trick knee and a tripped mind.
Take it easy, man.
See you later. Bye-bye. On WCCO. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, that sounds a lot like Rudy was on last night.
That, who does?
That guy, Walter.
Walter, dude, were you on last night, man?
I'm trying to tell you, I wasn't on last night.
Hey, man, I think you just changed your name.
Your
name is Rudy, I know.
Your audience isn't getting enough fiber. You know, if you put more fiber in your diet.
Yeah, right, man. Next thing you're going to want me to be wearing a diaper. So what can I do for you, sir?
Hey, what do you think about the fires out in California, man?
Well, I think it's a bummer, man.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. All this house is burning down.
What do you want to see people's houses burn down for? Are you a fire bug?
Hey, man, they're all rich people. They deserve, man.
They deserve to have their house burned down?
Yeah, man.
Why?
It's pretty cool. You ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
What?
You ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, I watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, man, they talk a lot about fire. Fire's cool.
Okay, man, I guess so. I guess you're one of them people that actually believes that stuff, huh? It's supposed to be funny.
Oh, man, I want to go burn someone's house down now.
Okay, man, well, have fun.
Talk to you later, man.
I wouldn't want to stop you from having no fun, man. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil.
Well,
how y'all doing there, man?
This is Sundown, man. Phil ain't here.
Oh, hey, Sundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Y'all got to come on down our way here.
Okay, man.
We're down in Texas.
All right, we'll be doing it pretty soon. Hello, you're on WCCO. I'm going to try and get as many people on the air as I can before we do the tape show at 3 o'clock. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, man. Beavis and Butthead rule, dude.
Okay, that's a pretty good impression, man. You should work on
all
it.
All right.
Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Sundown.
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Yeah, you know what? You know what you should do?
What
you should have, like, a big deer drive out to California.
Like those old cattle drives.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a bunch of cowboys and just go...
Deer boys.
Hit them up. Yeah, deer boys, man. That's a great idea.
Just saddle off and...
That is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard in my life.
Nobody asked you, man.
No
kidding. You gotta have deer boys, yeah. Get up on a deer and just go, yeah, get along, little deer. Send them on out to California, man, where they can be free, man, where they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
that's a good idea, man. I tell you what, I'll suggest that to these people that are going to try to do it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, hey, catch you later, man.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, man. These people know what's going on, Walter. They're not fooled into your whole big business mentality about deer meat.
You know something? When I get up tomorrow morning, and I don't sleep very long, I'll probably get about a 90 minutes worth of sleep, I'm going to write this day down in my diary as the day that I encountered the biggest clown that I've ever talked to in my life. You're going into my diary.
Well, I'm really honored, man.
Deer boy. You're going to have deer boys driving deer to California.
Yeah, we'll drive them out to California in convertibles.
Oh, that's real funny.
You know, I mean, whatever it takes, man, that's how we're going to send them out there. Anybody want to sign up to be a deer boy, you can call up. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Foyer's cool.
Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, is that Flowers guy around?
Yeah, I can't believe people want to talk to you.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
So, what do you do for a living?
I am a commentator and a news journalist.
For?
For the Star Tribune.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
My column
appears once a month.
Once a month?
Well, I'm semi-retired.
Oh, well, how old are you?
And I can only tell you that it's too bad that I'm semi-retired because a guy like you probably needed my column once.
What's that? Which column was that?
The column that I write once a month.
No, I know.
Conservative ethics.
Conservative ethics?
That's
right. How did the conservative white guy council go?
The conservative what?
White guy conference go. How did that go?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You mean you don't sit around wearing white tank top t-shirts, baseball
yeah,
hats, drink beer?
Yeah, at a country club, man, after you play 18 holes and sit around and talk about how you're going to keep women out of the workplace, man?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that, but it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Sundown.
What?
What do you do for a living?
I work for parking cars for Dayton Hudson's.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get to park Mark's car?
Who?
Mark Dayton.
No, man, I never get to park his car, but one time this dude come out of the store, he goes, yeah, man, I was in there for an hour, and I go, did you buy $20 worth of merchandise, man? He goes, no. I go, oh, wow, I got to charge you the whole amount, man. Sometimes we'll let the people go through for free. I think it's good PR for the company.
Terrible. You know what? I think you should probably take over for Flowers and write that column.
Yeah, I think I will, too. Probably write better than that dude any day of the week.
That is a laugh. Some kind of an airhead like you with two functioning brain cells, you couldn't write your name on the back of... You couldn't write graffiti on a wall.
Well, okay, we got to go now, man. I'm going to get rid of you, Flowers. I got to go now, man. It's time to do some news and some other stuff, okay?
So long.
Okay, bye. On WCCO, I'm Sundown Kleinschmidt. It's been a lot of fun talking to y'all, and I hope that you'll be listening to some more on the radio, because we're going to be doing some more.